2. Understanding the concept of atomic habits. In Atomic Habits, James Clear unveils the methods through which one can shape behavior and change the course of their life. The philosophy behind creating systems is what gears the book right from the first chapter, where it instructs readers to form atomic habits or small habits which are fundamental to who one is as an individual, rather than chase after big, radical changes. In simple terms, atomic habits are habits scaled to the atomic level. They are habits formed from core values and beliefs of an individual and becoming an identity. A lot of context setting is done by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, where he says, "Process, who you are, increments measured not aggressively. Target or objectives are results, activities generate results. Not to set aggressive targets, the system can be changed, small deviations increment over a period of time generate big results. It is a philosophy rather than a merit. Atomic habits at the core of who you are is your identity. Goals are the results of habits, habits are the systems. Be flexible in nature. While there is a set method and outputs, the inputs need to be treated slowly and subtly, but gradually. To create good habits, for a start, the brain needs to be reprogrammed, as a plethora of bad habits would be attached to an individual. Atomic habits start slowly, with a commitment to showing up and engaging in planned activities. When atomic habits are used to influence some kind of rite of passage or align with a person's development, ultimate success in a domain is a happy constant integration. Even if these habits start off as small, the individual spends their time and energy at the most effective of levels. They are focusing on the 5%, the best decision they can make in the moment. They invest time in creating feedback, which by cheaply recalculating a great deal of potential data that the human brain can't hold, essentially works as a strategy to avoid information overload.